This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is 6:14. If you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, you get a pair of tickets to see Camila Cabello with special guest, pretty much, at the Chase Center in San Francisco.
With special guest?
Pretty much.
Oh.
Pretty much.
I don't know them.
Me either, but I love the name.
Okay.
Kind of reminds me of my name. Please don't. Please don't. Pretty much. Brandon's got the phones. By the way, Brandon, who famously does not have an Instagram account, has reactivated his old account, which I realize it's not a new account. I think I say in my Insta story that, you know, it's a, oh my God, you signed up for Instagram. No, he just like jumped off when? A few years ago?
I think it was, yeah, a year and a half ago, yeah. Something.
So
during his social media cleanse.
Yeah,
right?
We did a little cleanse and just never went back.
Now I'm clean and I'm back.
So if you want to follow him, because Nicole's been trying to get everybody to, you know.
Yeah, I've been working on it for a year now.
So he's back, BE_law with the at sign at the beginning. You know how that works, right? Are you following him? You gonna follow him?
I haven't yet.
It's so cute. But let's just go check out his weak chin.
Sweet
neckline, whatever he's got.
I'm looking hard for non-virus stories.
Then there's one.
At the moment. All right. Good. I'll do it.
So anyway, he's going to be picking up the phones. Call now if you want Camila Cabello tickets. All right. Fake news. Harry Potter does not have coronavirus.
Dude, you know what?
What?
I love that goddamn Harry Potter. I didn't know I'd love it so much.
Mm. You loved the books.
Yeah, but I didn't sort of...
You figured the movies would just
I looked at the first movie a long time ago and thought it stunk and that these kids can't act and that this is terrible. And then I gave it another chance, I don't know, last year or whenever I did it. They get increasingly better as time goes, and or as
they grow into those characters,
right? And it is really well done.
Yeah,
I'm glad they haven't redone it, but I'm sure they're going to, right?
I'm sure.
How could they not?
Well, they're looking for stuff.
Billions off of that,
and they're already looking for stuff to do, like the whole. Magical beasts and where to find them or whatever the name of that was, like,
terrible.
They were like, we need to make more money off of this.
Sure.
There's a play, right? The Cursed Child, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child or whatever it's called.
Know. Yeah, Harry Potter.
I think
and
if
the
you
Cursed
read
Child.
It, then it's actually the play, you know.
Oh.
Enter stage right.
Oh no,
pick
I,
up
don't,
the cup,
I don't want
you know,
that.
Whatever.
I just think it's really great. So you're saying what now? Harry Potter has coronavirus.
He does not have coronavirus,
oh, okay.
Despite the report from. Let's see, BBC News Twitter. The account's called BBC News Tonight. People were like, "Oh my God!" and started sharing it around. It's an account that has 125 followers, and that should have been a red flag. Twitter has suspended the account for platform manipulation. Everyone is freaking out over coronavirus. Everybody loves Harry Potter. So the rumor actually spread like wildfire without anyone really looking into it, including the New York Times and Politico.com. They reported it too. Well, BBC News Tonight says it so.
The rush to get stories out there.
Yep, to be
Man.
The first. We gotta be the first.
You know how many stories I read with simple typos?
Yeah,
and I
oh
just
my
think,
God, it's
Holy
ridiculous.
Crap.
Honestly, where was your autocorrect?
I should shouldn't be the one spotting these mistakes.
Right.
Writer. So-called writer.
Right. Where's your so-called editor? Daniel Radcliffe, who plays Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. His rep said, not true. Meanwhile, Chumley from Pawn Stars. Yeah, I don't know him either. Yeah, some one of the characters on there. He was recently hospitalized with severe stomach pain and difficulty breathing. He said, I probably got to coronavirus. He didn't. Test came back negative. He told fans he thinks he just, quote, needs to poop.
Okay.
Or it's coronavirus, one of those. imagine that. Like, you have to go to the hospital because you need to poop. Like, dude, you don't want to end up like Elvis. People having fun with the coronavirus.
How's that fun?
Here's something fun. There is a strip club called, a sex club, not a strip club, sorry, a sex club called Sanctum.
And when you say sex club, you mean it's a place where you go to take off your clothes, put them in a locker, walk out into the couch and bed strewn building and go for it.
Yep. It's an orgy.
With anyone who says, yeah, you.
Yeah. So this is, apparently it's a roving sex club. It sort of pops up in different places and you need to know about it and follow
it. All right.
Sanctum is spelled without any vowels, S-N-C-T-M. So I'm just guessing it could be Sanctum.
You ever been?
Sanctum. I have not been to any sex clubs.
That's the question.
I'm a very boring person.
Never. No, you're not. Just because you haven't been to a sex club doesn't make you boring.
Anyway.
You've faked paralysis in the name of sex before.
That's just funny. That's just fun.
Okay.
And it's with John. It's like safe.
All right.
We're together.
But I'm saying
we have to keep it interesting, Vinny.
Right. Well, so... I mean, the first time I heard that, I was like, what in the hell is going on over there?
And then you tried it yourself.
Like, I have not ever tried that.
Well, you should tell your girlfriend. Pretend you're paralyzed and I'm the nurse.
I'm just
taking liberties.
Trying to get straight old sex. Just, I don't even want to try and add anything to it.
Well, why don't you make, I'm telling you, girls respond to, like, things that they can visualize. Like, if you say, oh, you know what I want to do to you tonight? That's hotter than
I want to get
of
out
your...
of my make-believe wheelchair, climb onto the bed where
no.
I can't
make her be.
Oh, she's the one.
Yeah, you say, I want you to hold perfectly still as though you're paralyzed and let me have my way with you and you have to try to not move. That'll actually like ignite something. Like John will say stuff like that and then I'm like, okay, now I'm thinking about it.
Oh.
But I had to explain it to him too. Like, you know, tell me hot things. I want to hear hot things.
Huh.
I don't care about pictures and visuals.
So you told him, here's what I need you to do.
Yeah. Well, long time ago we talked about like what
step
we're into
your,
and what we're...
your language game up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Step it up. Write me a dirty letter.
Got it.
All right.
They were just pathetic at first. I've learned them good though, you know. I got to be interested too. So anyway, orgies.
Back to the sex club.
They call it a famed sex club called Sanctum, which has allegedly hosted Gwyneth Paltrow and Bill Maher in the past, in past pop-up situations. They don't go into details here, like, did Gwyneth and Bill attend the same party?
Did they meet up?
They've got an orgy coming up in Los Angeles this Saturday.
You know what? I have that story, too.
Don't do you really?
Go on.
And another that is scheduled to happen in Manhattan on April 11th. So I guess
these are sex parties that are now having to figure out what to do in the wake of coronavirus blowing through.
They're
the United
not worried
States.
About it.
They're not.
No, coronavirus. So the
at the very least, every member has gonorrhea, so they all feel like
whatever. What? Just get in here.
Pile it on.
We don't even care.
We have sex anywhere.
With anyone. Whoever's
at
the
orgy. You think we're worried?
No, apparently not. So the Sanctum thing, let's see, Los Angeles this Saturday. And it looks like they're monthly parties and they've just moved from city to city. Manhattan on April 11th. Who even knew people were still going to orgies? It seems like such a 70s thing. But, you know, people love sex.
You know what's weird?
What's that?
Let me tell you something. And you would probably be the person who would know more about this, but your kids are so good, you know nothing of it. Apparently, because pot is so much more potent, so much more available, like kids can hey Mr. Pot now.
Yeah,
you know,
right. Waiting outside of a dispensary.
The pot we used to get when we were kids in Santa Ana was the dirt. It was stems, seeds, and stuff that gave you a, like, you went from sober to a headache. Mm. There was no even high in between the headache. Is garbage, yeah. Is my point. There's so much synthetic stuff out there now, too, above and beyond even like
stuff,
mushrooms,
right?
Or whatever. There's a lot of kids in serious crisis trouble right now because they apparently are in over their heads with this stuff.
Oh,
it's a trip,
horrifying.
And it's surprising because it seems to me like most kids are doing much better and that parents are by way more plugged in. Mm. And yet, as I talk to people and they talk about this stuff, they're saying, no, kids are still, they still do drugs.
Well, kids just, and they overdo it too.
Right.
You know, like the edibles are actually really dangerous because even sometimes what's marked on a package has nothing to do with what's inside of it. It's just so, even though it's taxable and legal, it's still widely unregulated, ununiform.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I've definitely heard through my kids stories of people who have had incredibly bad experiences.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So anyway, the point was people are still up to stuff.
Oh, they sure are. So back to this sanctum, which just every time I see it, I want to say scrotum, but that's not what it says. But it's, you know, like that. So it looks like they say we're going through appropriate measures to sanitize venues. We screen people who plan on attending. We supply extra soap and sanitizer with instructions about how to use them properly, said a rep for the club. Sanctum. Refunds are being given to those who desire not to attend, no questions asked. The club demands that men wear tuxes and women wear lingerie or cocktail gowns and masks, but not face masks.
Right.
You know, the ones that you hold up over your eyes or whatever. That you have to arrive wearing those so that from the outside people think, oh, that's a fancy party happening in there.
Right.
Then you can just strip down real quick. Have a tearaway tuxedo. That's what you need.
This is what I have on that. A monthly non-sexual cuddle party in San Francisco had to be postponed this week because of the coronavirus. Mm. But a famous sex club is still planning to hold an Eyes Wide Shut style orgy in L.A. later this week.
Right.
And that's what you're
talking
Saturday,
about. Saturday. And then they're doing it in Manhattan next month. But who knows if they'll have to. Talking about the germ transmission risk, a veteran of the club said, people walk around on all fours and are uninhibited about swapping fluids of all sorts. There are sex toys like crops to whip people in fetish masks and harnesses. He added, condoms are a light suggestion. There are bowls of them around, but I never really noticed them, said this guy. So gross. Fluids everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know. I've definitely
so gross,
seen...
fluids everywhere. I'll see. I'm going to go in now.
I have definitely seen the old videos I look at, the 70s ones, where they all like cover in oil and just roll around on each other. There's a certain hotness to that. There's also a grossness to it as well, but no doubt I've looked at that and gone, whoa, I can't even imagine how much fun that must be.
Yeah. Well, you could always sign up for one of these clubs.
Until it's over.
Mm.
And then you're like, oh, God, get off of me.
What?
I gotta get out of here.
Oh, God, what's happened to me?
How did I let this happen?
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, so much stuff that I don't even know.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.